With the index change?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. Bob, you tell me basically what she's telling you on these. The reason that there was a slight increase is because there was an index change that was brought down from the state that went across all commercial. Is that correct? Commercial and then residential went down, right?
Right. And so
some of these are mixed use.
Yeah.
There's only a couple that are mixed use. Most of them are residential.
Right. But this kind of took in everything. And just so you know, when we put the data into the printer, it was May 7th. And on May 15th, the postcards had to go out. And that's the same day that I made the decision to make the index 2.40 for commercial and residential across the board.
In other words, so what's on the, we've dealt with this with other cases in this session is what we're talking about.
What's on the card
may not be the accurate figure, and if it went down, no new notice was set out. So some of these may actually have gone down from what your card say on the residential properties. So
how would I know?
You wouldn't. And I'm just telling you now, so I'm going to see if I guess we're just going to have to go through these by one to figure out. But first I want to make sure what the appeal is. Is the appeal just the value change?
We're just doing the value.
Okay.
Unless they change something after they mailed it out regarding classification, we're not.
There's no classification. This is all, in other words, I'm thinking that actually if we go through the numbers, they might be. You might understand or agree they might not be a problem. But the residence part went down. The commercial part went up slightly. I think the commercial went 2.4 something.
Yeah.
And the residence
commercial
went
from 2.35 to 2.4. And residential went from 2.58 down to 2.4.
Okay. We just know that the notice that we got was about a 14% increase on everything is
right.
What we noticed.
So what you're going to see, though, is on the card. So I'm starting with the one.
Let's try to go through them here.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you want to do it? Do you want to go through?
Yeah, I'm
because I don't know that what we have on our sheet is correct.
You have one that is number 2025-592. It's the first one on my list.
Are you talking about parcel number?
I'm talking about your BOE number.
Yeah,
592. Okay.
Right. And the parcel number ends in 56.002. And so that
Plantation
one.
Plantation Title Agency,
yes.
Inc.
Yeah,
okay.
What's your value?
So the value is 903,890, but the parcel increase was 6.66, where your card might say, like you said, 13 or 14, but I don't know that. 14. So, yeah, you're
right. We have 791.
So if there is 968.50. Or 500.
We're at 903,890 on that parcel.
Back. Sorry.
903.
Called me four times in a row.
903,890.
Assessed 171,740.
Okay. Well, we're just dealing with the appraised. So.
Okay. So I'm just trying.
Okay. So 592 is 903,890.
How much is it?
903,890.
Yeah, that shows 9.
Is the proposed appraised or?
That's appraised value.
8?
903,890.
Yeah, and here it says 968.
Yeah, that's.
Taken off the cards.
Yeah. And, this is what we're trying to tell you. The cards were wrong. So a lot of it, you're going to get a lot of relief here on some of these, is what I'm saying to you, is that it should be, the figure was not accurate. So. We're going to try to get those corrected for you. Well, assuming you're okay with the numbers that we give you, it'll happen today. I mean, we'll get those. But, you know, let's just make sure that we're agreeable on those figures.
So what's pulling forward on whatever you've got, David, it's from 26. And, again, that's without anything pulling forward from 25. So the 2025 is 903,890. That's the value.
Okay.
And then the assessed is 171,740.
We don't need to worry about the assessed. We're just making a motion on the
okay.
The other one.
Okay. And then they were up a total of 6.66%.
6.6
from 24. With no change to their commercial or residential. These are 100% residential on this parcel.
Okay, so why did it go up? Why was it 6.6? Do you know? Do you know why it went up 6.6?
That was the part of our index movement, I guess. I'm not sure. It shouldn't, from what I'm seeing. It's got a land value and a structure value. I'm trying to look at that.
And what was the index? You said it went up across the board?
Well, I guess the index, how much the index goes up doesn't necessarily correlate with the percentage of appraised value, I guess.
But like you said, it doesn't make sense to me, though, because I'm saying my residential went down, and this is up. So I don't know. Ulrich.
Okay, so would it be beneficial in this one? If you're telling me that none of their values should have changed except for this index change,
correct?
Could you have somebody in your office get the correct calculations and hand them to Mr. Paulson and his clients so that we can get those and make sure that that's accurate, and then we can we'll make the motion and do it all at once.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Somebody in my office needs to run a district report for Plantation Title Agency Inc.
Well, he has 16 properties here.
That's why they're going to run the report with all of them.
Okay. All right. We're going to try to get you taken care of all at once, Bob, and it sounds like to me there shouldn't have been an increase. We understand why you're here. I'm sorry you had to, but it sounds like you're going to get what you need. Okay. All right.
So you'll give us the report? Yeah,
in other words, what they're going to do is somebody from her office is going to get with you guys right now. Is that right?
Yeah.
And if you go down to the assessor's office, somebody will get with you, and then bring it back in here, and we'll get the motion made. Okay?
Okay. I need to take a break.
All right. Need to take a brief recess.
Thank you. I need to go down there with them.
Hey, I made a quick phone call.